I was about 7 years old, and I was in Europe with my father, who was the head of the CID, Criminal Investigation Division, during the Korean War. And he was ostensibly taking me to the movies, and he got a call on the handheld radio that something had happened outside Verdun, France, the Battle of Verdun, very, very famous in World War I. And we drove out there, and he told me to stay in the car when I found out there was a murder scene. And, of course, I didn't stay in the car. I crawled out, and I went the half a mile or whatever it was and followed him. And there was a dead man frozen to a log. I can still close my eyes. I can see him with his fingernails gripped to the log. And he had a smile on his face, or he was grimacing, but it looked like a smile. And so I saw a dead body very young in life. You know, most young kids are afraid of dead people, dead bodies. And so that was probably the first extreme thing I ever did at seven. And then the things that came after that, one after another, and now we've got, literally, I don't know if there's dozens, but it's all about what we're exposed to. It's not what we do in life or what we see in life. It's what and how we react to it.